From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
As a runner in San Francisco, I've always been a city girl who prefers to pound the pavement. But lately I've discovered that my favorite running path is a dirt trail in what I consider to be the wilderness of the Presidio. It's a national park just steps from my urban home. Most days when I run there, I've got the place to myself. But recently, I learned that I actually do share the space, and not with people. For the most part, I've ignored the warning sign at the park entrance alerting me to wildlife I might see in the woods. This is San Francisco, after all, not the Sierra. The closest to any wild beasts I've ever encountered are a snail, a little green snake that caused me to scream as I jumped over it, and a terrified rodent that probably screamed when it saw me. I never thought of the Presidio as a wild habitat, just the place where I run. Until just the other day, that is, when I spotted an animal about 10 feet from me. I stopped. It stopped. It was furry and gray and thin, and it looked right at me, then ran up the path, graceful as an antelope. Thanks to the park sign, I knew I'd just come across my first coyote. I turned around and ran back the way I'd come, really fast. Workers in the Presidio told me that coyotes are friendly. They also told me that they had never seen one up close, so that made me the expert. But when I see a wild animal coming my way, I'm not about to stick around and find out if it's the polite variety, so I altered my route. After about a month of pretending I didn't miss the Presidio, I finally decided I'd go back. I wasn't sure what I'd do if I saw the coyote again. I don't carry mace or a cell phone or even a whistle, and climbing up a tree to escape is not an option. But I was hoping I could just play it cool if we did cross paths and ignore each other. I got through my entire run and didn't see my coyote. To my surprise, I found myself disappointed. I'm not sure what I'll do if I ever see the coyote again, but I'm willing to coexist. With a Perspective, I'm Claudine Zapp.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.